says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Good afternoon, Republic Broadcasting listeners. This is George, somewhere out on the Eastern Seaboard, getting ready to elect Donald Trump. So we're pinch hitting a little bit here, waiting for James to come back, but I want to get Laura from Michigan on the air because Michigan's going to do the right thing. Laura, are you there?
That's right, and Donald Trump's going to be in Michigan Monday. I just got a robocall from Ivanka Trump, and he's going to be at the Macomb Center at 3 o'clock Monday. So people,
where's the Macomb Center?
On 12 Mile Road. I can't really tell you exactly. You can look it up on his website. I just got the call this morning. So, anyway, what I called about, Mr. Root, hello, are you there?
Yes, George has got you, and I'm here too, Kelso.
Okay. What I called about was Mr. Root talked about giving the middle finger to the establishment. I thought I'd tell you about the historical meaning of the middle finger. I don't know if anybody knows this.
Well, okay, don't get... Okay, go ahead.
Don't worry, I'm not going to be nasty.
Okay.
Honestly. Right. Okay, back in the days of William Wallace in England, when a peasant poached a deer for his family to eat off of the king's forest, the king's men would cut off the bow finger of that man, which technically he could never use his bow and arrow again because his bow finger was cut off. But the rest of the men, when the king's entourage would come through a town, the men who still had their fingers, hadn't had them cut off yet, they would show that finger to the king in defiance that, hey, I still have my bow finger.
Ah, it's interesting history.
That's the actual truth about what that really means. So when people are showing you that, it's saying, I still have my bow finger. I can still fight. Okay?
Let's fight.
Beautiful. Laura?
Also.
Well, yeah? And, you know, I haven't found Now, for some reason, this has been happening to me all day. On the DonaldJTrump.com website, the schedule button is slow to respond. I don't know why that particular button has been slow to respond today. It may be that there's so many people checking it that it's backing up. But the
Hey, James, mine's working good.
Okay, go ahead. Give us the schedule.
You should be in Greeley, Colorado right now. Albuquerque tomorrow. Wait a minute. He's going to be in Albuquerque tonight. So he's going to get in a plane, little button, fly to Albuquerque, 7 p.m. at Atlantic Aviation. Monday, 31, Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's what you were telling us about, Laura. That's at 12 o'clock. Or is it Warren, Michigan?
Right. 3 o'clock.
Yeah, Warren, Michigan, 1500 hours Central Time at Macomb Community College South Campus.
Right.
Is that the one?
Right.
All
yes,
right.
That's the one. I just got the robocall this morning about that.
Oh, so. And here's one. Here's one that I could go to. I mean, I'm going to be tempted to try to find a way to make it, but I don't think I can. On Tuesday, Donald Trump will be in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. I have friends out there. I'll make sure they're there. But you can drive from here in North Dakota to Eau Claire in pretty reasonable time, like 8 hours. Eau Claire, Wisconsin. We're very far away, folks. We're about as far away from anything in America as you can get. And Eau Claire, Wisconsin on Tuesday at 7 p.m. But we'll be covering all those events that George just listed. We'll be covering, including today in Greeley, Colorado, 4 p.m. That would be Mountain Time. So that's going to be 5 p.m. our time. I don't know if we'll be able to get to that. That'll be coming up just as we're closing the show. Donald Trump did just close out his event in Las Vegas just before we went on the air here. And then later today, he'll be in Albuquerque, New Mexico. So what a schedule. Three events today in three different states. Tomorrow, two events in Michigan, a fourth state, and then Tuesday in Eau Claire. And I don't know how the W.L. Zorn Arena, so that's probably going to be of decent size. Laura, anything else on your mind?
Just one thing. About a week ago, I watched Turner Classic Movies, and the movie was I Was a Communist for the FBI. It was a 1951 movie. Anyway, it's about this man who infiltrated communist party groups and for the FBI. And
this wasn't Herb Philbrick, was it?
I don't know who it was, but anyway, when you see the movie and you see these communist party meetings, it looks like a Hillary Clinton campaign meeting. It was amazing that the things they said at this. In this movie. And I thought, wow, this is all still happening today. It's exactly the same as this movie.
Well, yes, it is. And I think she is a communist. I think she has been ever since her Saul Alinsky days in Chicago.
Yes.
I think her husband is. And the...
like I said, an EWTN, you can go to Saul Alinsky, A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. They have a movie about it. Excellent. Absolutely excellent. You understand the Democratic Party and everything. And what's going on, the political correctness. All this is out of the Saul Alinsky.
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you so much, Laura. Your permission. Thanks, Laura. Let's go to Ronald in Wisconsin. You're on the air, Ronald.
Thanks, Jamie. You know, on some of these other shows, on other Trump, you know, fans and on the internet and stuff saying that Trump's going to win by a landslide, I want to warn people, don't take that too seriously. If you're a Trump supporter like I am, and I'm telling everyone I know to get out and vote for Trump, make sure to vote for Donald Trump, because these people who are thinking that he's going to win by a big margin, I think are living in a dream world. You know, for example, right now, you know, it's illegal to bet on a presidential election in the U.S., but you can place a bet online over in England, and they'll pay you 6-1 if you vote, if you take Donald Trump and he wins. So, you know, the demographics are what make it so difficult. In the United States, you've got your blacks, you've got your Hispanics, you've got your immigrants, you've got Trump, you know, is polling very poorly with those groups compared to Hillary. Also, I mean, white women are favoring Hillary over Trump. You've got government workers, young people, 18 to 29, favor Hillary over Trump. When you add up all of the demographic groups who favor Hillary over Donald Trump, they amount to about 85% of the electorate. So for Donald Trump to win this election, if he's able to win, and Newt Gingrich puts his chance of winning at 1-3, which is probably about accurate, if Donald Trump is able to win, it would be by an extremely narrow margin. So anyone who is supporting Donald Trump, as I am, make sure to get out and vote.
Well, yes, of course, no overconfidence allowed. You're correct. I'll tell you what, people are so, you know, George has been talking, he sent me a picture here of the billboards that are on people's lawns in the Delmarva area, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia. And my gosh, there is such enthusiasm. Everybody at all the events is saying the exact same thing. All of these political veterans like Giuliani, who they've been to thousands of political rallies for, you know, their entire lives, and they all say the same thing. You can see it in their eyes. Their eyes are huge. They're looking out at a crowd, fiery and big as they've never seen before, and they all say the same thing. My gosh, I've never seen anything like this. And so, the fire, people are so fired up. I think people are going to go to the polls partly just because they're burning to go. You know, they're just burning to go to participate. I, for instance, when I go to my poll, I want to be there and see my neighbors and you know, egg them on. I'm just burning to see what they're going to do. So, but go ahead.
One thing to remember, though, is you remember Ron Paul had very enthusiastic supporters, and he had a lot of enthusiasm at his rallies and such, but I don't think he even got 1% of the vote, did he?
Well, okay, that's a good question. Ron Paul, we talked about him earlier. I met Ron Paul personally in 13 different cities, and I was part of that Ron Paul revolution in a big, big way. I organized in two of the 13 cities where I met Ron Paul, I personally organized that Ron Paul rally. Boca Raton and I'll remember the other one in a moment, but I participated in the organizing in every other city. Oh, at the event in at the Jay Leno show in Burbank, I organized that one. And you know, I was right there, right in the middle of it, right there with Ron Paul, and the enthusiasm was great. It was wonderful. And I was the guy leading the cheerleading sections, yelling and screaming, you know, Ron Paul, revolution, legalize the Constitution. I yelled myself hoarse in all 13 of those cities. The comparison, the Donald Trump enthusiasm is orders of magnitude higher than the Ron Paul enthusiasm. Ron Paul gets some credit for starting, for getting this going, getting the revolt, getting that middle finger started there. But he really dropped the ball when he didn't endorse Donald Trump. I don't know why Ron Paul didn't get it. You know, there's a difference in style. Ron Paul is a complete gentleman. Donald Trump is much more brash. You know, that's not a good reason to, you know.
All right, James. Ron Paul, and as you mentioned, 16 months ago when we started this, you know, Ron Paul had no objective chance to win. Donald Trump had an objective chance to win 20 minutes after he said, I'm running. He said, I'm running to stop immigration. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. And the entire world, all of the United States stood up and saluted. Disagree with the caller. Hey, sport. I've been waiting 30 years some people 40, some people 8. I see fantastic enthusiasm all over the place. Plenty of blacks. Look at a Donald Trump rally. There's blacks and blacks and blacks and blacks and blacks. Ahoy, sports fans. Black people are
you
voting for
kidding.
Donald Trump.
Well, you got to be kidding. Okay. You're saying you think that blacks are going to vote in large numbers for Donald Trump?
That's exactly what I'm saying, pal.
You're living in a dream world, my friend.
Well, hang on.
In a dream world, my friend, because I know lots of black people in my town that are voting for Donald Trump.
Ronald, hang on. Let me. I'm the referee jumping into the ring here. Let me mediate this. What you're seeing, one thing you're seeing, Ronald, this is truly revolutionary. That Donald Trump has had some events in Detroit and a whole bunch of events talking to black pastors and black audiences. He just had one. I wish I could remember exactly where it was. He just had one where the crowd was all black. He had one where there were hundreds of black pastors, preachers, and they were on fire for Donald Trump. Now, yes, you're right, Ronald, what you're saying is he's not going to win the black vote. No, he's not going to win the black vote. I mean, I'm not thinking he will. And the Republican, but the Republican percentage has been in the 5 to 10% area, just like microscopic, invisible. I think Donald Trump will, I agree with George, he will break out of that 5% deal because for a number of reasons, I think blacks who are the most, they're the most beaten down by uncontrolled immigration. They're the ones lose their jobs first and get pushed out of their housing first by the immigration invasion. So they may not, who knows if they're answering truthfully in polls about this, but when you're all by yourself in the polling booth or you're putting that ballot in the mail, I think a significant number of blacks, Ronald, are going to vote for Donald Trump. That's completely speculative on my part, also on George's part.
Why is it speculative? I've seen it with my own eyes. We've looked at it in the – I could see it in my own neighborhood, sports fans.
Okay, and I agree with that. I agree with that. There are some blacks, Ronald, who are really on fire for Donald Trump, and this is different. There are also – at today's rally in Las Vegas, there was a woman out there with a sign, Latinas for Trump. And Donald Trump, typical, his brash style, which Ron Paul wouldn't have done, he said, come on up here. This is an unknown woman. He has no idea what he's getting into. When he brings her up on the stage, he puts her on the microphone in front of 10,000 people in the Venetian room in Las Vegas. Huge, huge hotel, the Venetian. And it's wall to wall, people everywhere, people outside. And he brings her up on the microphone, and she gives a good little speech for Donald Trump. And she's the daughter of legal Mexican immigrants to the U.S. and speaking with a Latina accent. She did a great impact. Donald Trump said, hey, she says this better than I do. So there is also support for Donald Trump in the immigrant community because they sense what's the biggest threat to their jobs? It's 10 million more immigrants coming in, taking their jobs away and pushing them out of their housing. So I think we're in for a big, big surprise on November 8th, Ronald, a really beautiful surprise. But of course, the bulk of what he's got to do is the angry white voter that we just heard about from Wayne Allen Root. And so remember, this is the theme of my whole career in the movement, Ronald. We're a family. So when we get into these little tussles with each other, this is a mistake. This is where this is what we can't do anymore. We've got to stay together as a family and move like a rugby turtle. I don't know what do they call that, the scrum in rugby, where everybody's in a big ball. We got to move together and all push together against the enemy because they're in a big ball. We got to use some of their same tactics and stay together. We can't do the solo thing that Ron Paul is doing. Hey, we've got a break here, and we'll be back with Mark in Oregon, Charlie in California, and Ronald, if you had anything more to say, I'll bring you back after the break. Stay tuned.
You, your husband, husband, your wife, your children? We all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way.
We're back, folks. And Ron, are you still there, Ronald?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be watching the returns come in from Ohio and Pennsylvania. If Donald Trump can win those states, he can win the election. I think it's going to come down to those critical couple of states. But when you're talking about sticking together, you know, there's a guy who hates Hillary Clinton, but he comes on, does a show right before yours every Sunday, doing nothing but ripping Donald Trump. So, I mean, when you talk about trying to stick together, it's tough when you've got... You know, that kind of, and you're talking about getting support among immigrants. This is an immigrant guy, you know. Those people just don't support Donald Trump. They're voting in huge numbers for Hillary, as far as I can see.
Sure they are. And by the way, just on that theme of sticking together as a family, in the last little while here, we talked with Paul Fromm about Genocide Watch, which is the top world organization monitoring genocide, and they've added South African whites and Rhodesian whites to their list of people who are being genocided, if we can use that as a verb. Gregory Stanton is the man behind all of that, just to show you how much of a family we are. When I say stick together as a family, I really want to also spread the message, not in, we're not a family in a wishful sense, like please act like a family. We are biologically, folks, we are a family. We're a very closely knit family. And as you get into ancestry, folks, you're going to find out how tightly knit we are and how many cousins you have. They're your cousins. Ronald, you there in Wisconsin, you and I might find out that we're cousins very, very easily. We mentioned Gregory Stanton. Gregory, let me mention, Gregory Stanton, it turns out, because I do this, I'm really into ancestry. So I love Greg Stanton, and I'm interested in what he did. So I looked his family tree up. I found out he's my sixth cousin. I love Herb Philbrick, the guy who wrote I Led Three Lives. I was a communist for the FBI. Herb Philbrick, I thought this is one of the heroes of our cause and our movement, a great anti-communist. I grew up as a little kid watching him on television. Herb Philbrick is my sixth cousin, and I have as a grandfather the same Philbrick that he has. It gave Herb Philbrick, his name is Philbrick, is my grandfather as well. He's also my sixth cousin. Donald Trump is my cousin through his mother, McLeod, through on a Scottish line. So somebody else mentioned the origin of the middle finger with William Wallace. William Wallace is my great-great uncle, and his king, Robert the Bruce, is my grandfather. So, and I'm not trying to say I'm special, folks. When you get into ancestry, please do it. Please discover your family tree. It's wonderful. It's your white family tree. It's a miraculous, wonderful thing. The website, it's ancestry.com. Go there, try there, do their free trial, 14-day free trial. Get into ancestry. You will find out who you actually are. You'll be wonderfully amazed. But go ahead, Ronald, the last comment, then we're going to go to Mark in Oregon. Ronald, your last thought?
This guy who had the show before you today was identifying himself as white. He's an immigrant from the Middle East. I certainly doubt that he's any cousin of mine. And that the problem I'm seeing, Jamie,
was he saying, you know, he's not for Trump?
Yeah, he's been doing nothing but ripping Donald Trump. He does a one-hour show every week for years.
Is this Hisham Talawi?
Yeah.
It is, yeah. Okay. Well, I actually I have a little history with Hisham Talawi. When he was, I don't know if he's still in Louisiana, but he had a TV show in Louisiana, and I actually booked David Duke when I was running David Duke's office. I booked David Duke as a guest on the Hisham Talawi show. That's my history with Hisham Talawi. So he was doing some good. I mean, he was actually willing to have David Duke on his show. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
It was
a good interview.
Mm-hmm. Right now, he says that he considers himself a friend of David Duke, but he encourages everyone not to vote for Donald Trump. That's what he's doing.
Who knows? Ron Paul, what? Why? You know, John Kasich, why? Hisham Talawi, why? Some people have just not. I like what George says. They haven't gotten the memo. They don't, you know, which is, I guess, a metaphor for saying, you know, you didn't get the obvious. You missed the obvious point. This is for our lives. This is for, you know, as General Mike Flynn says, this is not about the next 4 years. It's about the next 400 years. We got a break coming up. Ron, thank you very much. Please call in again, and we'll go to Mark right after the break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I just read a bunch of great headlines on Matt Drudge. I'll share those with you in a moment. But let's go to the phones first. Mark in Oregon, are you there? Come in, Mark in Oregon.
Yes, James, I'm right here. I just heard the noise. I had to say it twice.
Oh, okay, thanks. Let me apologize to the...
Go ahead. Oh, please. I hope...
No, I have to apologize to the engineer because I don't give the engineer enough warning that I'm going to the phones. I've got to get a better practice on that. The poor engineer, he's probably sitting there eating a ham sandwich and then has to drop the thing and jump onto the computer.
Jump in there for you, be the stand and the pinch hitter. Yeah, yeah. I think that That may be, if that's wrong, I don't think it's wrong. It's just a matter of getting your timing down with practice. But you do everything else perfectly, James, so don't worry about it.
I got to put you in touch with my mother. Thank you.
Okay, I'll get your mother and your mother-in-law even straightened out on you. I'm real impressed here. Real impressed.
Okay,
you're doing a lot for the good side of life here, and you do it all the time, and I appreciate it. And hello to George, and hello to Paul.
Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hey, George. The program is not being repeated. I wanted to mention this. The three-hour Sunday program that you're doing right now is never repeated on RBN. It's just the Friday program all through the week until Monday's all through the weekend until Monday's program. So people that are in different time zones and that are latecomers and have been out on weekend activities and such that would like to hear the show, it would be great if you did, if you are able to, technologically working with RBN to get the show repeated as the other shows are for the 24-hour cycle running in between shows, Monday through Friday. So I didn't know if you were aware of that, James, but it's true.
Well, the commander-in-chief at RBN is John Stattmiller, the man who dreamed it up and who makes it happen. And he's doing a brilliant job of doing that. So he's entirely in charge and how he wants to, you know, what's the best mix and what's the best way to run the shows. And it's and so he
this
does
is
it.
Just
he does
on
it
your dedicated digit 6 on the push button on the telephone pad. Okay, maybe it's different on the internet, on the internet stream, but generally I've found that the internet stream and the telephone are one and the same stream.
Okay.
And your dedication number 6, like I say, is just when you push that over the weekend, all you get is Friday's show. You don't get a repeat like through Sunday night and early Sunday morning all the way until the next show, 6 o'clock the next day, my time, Pacific time. You don't get that. You never get to hear it twice, in other words, not the way it's set up, at least with the phone and probably the internet. So I think it would just be a simple adjustment. I could be wrong, but I thought you might want to mention it to John, see if he might be able to do something.
Okay, all right. You're actually more up on it than I am. But I like what Roger Stone said about Donald Trump. The reason I don't worry about Donald Trump making mistakes is he's a genius. He's a bigger genius than I am. And, I've seen the man do too many brilliant things. And like his dad, Fred Trump, said, everything Donald Trump touches turns to gold. So I'll say the same thing about John Stattmiller. I can't give him any coaching.
While with John. He struggled for a long time with the network, trying to keep it financially above water. I know that. And it did, just as you just said. You know, it eventually did turn to gold. I was away from RBN because of phone difficulties with AT&T that cut out my long distance basically through CenturyLink. But it's all the same equipment, and they do have a blacklist for people that do robocalls. So they cut me out with no basis, and then they gave me 3 or 4 reasons from CenturyLink as to why they cut me out. But anyway, when I came back after 6 months, I was able to pick up the program again through the phone because I've never used a computer. It was like a whole different
network.
Full of commercials.
Yeah, Mark, if you could repeat for people that phone number, because this is wonderful. A lot of people don't know about it. You can listen to RBN folks over your telephone. You don't even need a computer. Yep. What's the phone number, Mark? Do you have it there in front of you?
Okay. Yes. 1-605-562-5111. Do you want me to repeat it real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. 1-605-562-5111. And you can get any of 9 different shows or any of 6 different shows. I think it's more than 6, but it's at least 6 shows, including the Trump Phenomena and John Stattmuller's show and Mike Rivero's show. And then there are another 5 or so. That 4 or 5 that you can get any time during the week on a repeat on a 24-hour cycle. So if you miss the live show, you can just push the digit as the menu instructions tell you. When you dial that number, you'll get the menu instructions, and you can even push the star button and then reset it without having to dial the number again to another program. So you can skip all around, and you just dial into that 5111 number, and it's really excellent. It's totally excellent. So that'll be a great thing for people.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you for your kind
when they're camping out.
Yeah. Thank you for the kind words, and
I do have a comment, though, James. I didn't mean to take too much time here as usual, but I always have. It seems a lot to say in the time allotted. It's not just your program; it's others, and that's fine. I try to adjust the best I can. By the way, Trump just began a speech in Greeley, Colorado. I came a little late to your program today. But it's been about a half hour now, so it's probably got, if he does his usual 45 or 50 minutes, maybe an hour sometime, you know, it's got a little time to go. And the exchange between your last caller, Ronald, and your much-esteemed co-host, George.
And you've got George is with you right now, so you address this to
right.
George. Go ahead.
Yes, I am going to. I'm already doing it. I'm just speaking to all of you gentlemen at the same time, basically. But, George, I agree with you 100% in your disagreement with Ron. Now, I have my own view, I think, George, as you well know, relative to the phony polls. And, by the way, Donald Trump used that term in a speech I saw he gave yesterday, I think, on Fox. They showed a little of it. And he spoke of the phony polls. Now, that's the term I've been using for quite a while now. I called into Alex Jones as well as David Knight when he was on Alex Jones as the host in the fourth hour this past week, and spoke to both of the gentlemen. Spoke with Alex a week ago Sunday and David during the week, and they agree with me. They're totally concurrent about the phony polls and the great danger that they pose to basically, as you are aware, at least for the most part, they lay out a template of theft, which is then placed over the actual vote tally. So the vote tally, according to the phony polls, is going to be very close, okay? That's what we're to think. That's, you know, what they're programming here for us. And being as it's the expectation by the polls being close that the election will be close, right? Step one, step two. Step three, once the election occurs, we're expecting the Electoral College, even though it will be a close election, quote-unquote, because in reality, and this is the bottom line here, Donald Trump has a landslide. When you go to the BuzzFeed poll, it was done within the last month or so, 2.5 million people polled, 70% for Trump, 30% for Hilton, or for Clinton and others. Okay, it is not part of the mass media conglomerate ownership of the mass media who also own Hillary Clinton. It goes all the way to the top of the pyramid of power here in the ownership and the corporate ownership and the interlocking ownerships of the corporations and the media and other areas of our world. But they are not going to do polls which are not going to have the best chance, whether they're honest or not, because we know these people are all dishonest and lie every time they open their mouths. They're not going to do polls which are actually going to put Donald Trump, give Donald Trump a fair shake or not, however you want to say it, put Hillary Clinton into office. Now, once the template of the election totals with close results is done, Donald Trump will be done. Reason being is that Hillary Clinton and the Electoral College vote, based on the polls that we're seeing now, they're estimating that she's going to have 307 to 310 electors voting for her based on the phony polls now, to keep in mind, because Donald Trump, he actually has a landslide, okay, and that it will be all according to what the election result is. To back it down the line, where I started at, the election result is going to be dictated with plausible deniability of any cheating at the tabulator, okay? And the tabulator is a very important part, because you've got an entity called the Voter News Service. The Voter News Service has gone under different guises, different names, but always run by Associated Press ever since the early 60s in the Kennedy election. Now, the voter news service in one name or another was around then. It's been around now for 55 years. It's now called, I believe, the latest incarnation. I've got it in my notes, but they're not in front of me. It's the voter news service. Voter news service will tabulate any way they want to tabulate once they get all of the individual state tallies. Whole state tallies will be taken to them, to the individual tabulator. George Soros, he owns at least 16 states' voting machines. It's his company. It's called, I forget the name of it off the bat. Alex Jones has been talking
something,
about it.
Something Maddox.
Yes, right. Yeah, and I never can remember, I guess, if it has anything to do with somebody like George Soros, but it's Wright-Matic or something like that, you know, accurate. Something to give you confidence in the name, you know. But at any rate, what it is what I just described to you gentlemen in the audience. This is our reality here. It's not because I have any doubt about Donald Trump having a landslide and he's set to win the election, but it has to be an honest tally all the way up to the final results that are actually entered into the record books. So I called Donald Trump's campaign yesterday to finish up here, James and George and Paul, and he does have a campaign number, and I thought you might like to have that also, as well as I have the number for his realty business. So I'm doing it with the purpose of getting the information, which I just described to you, as close to the ear and relayed over to Donald Trump as possible. Well, he's
Mark,
fully aware of the phony polls.
Yeah, Mark, yeah, those numbers are there on the DonaldJTrump.com website. And I'll tell you, the people around Donald Trump, they are so aware of rigging. Donald Trump is so aware. This is what's changed, Mark. You know, in elections past, the patriots like you were out there screaming fraud and rigging and cheating and crime. And the candidates, you know, the Republican candidates were never picking that up.
Well, because they're part of the system that was fixing it in
the
first place.
Of course.
So Donald Trump, there's only one solution to this, just to finish up real quick, James. There's some things I just got to get in. It's my final point.
Okay,
I've said it before.
Get it in quick.
He has to set up his own, and it's not too late. He's got to set up his own polls, just basically exterior his polls out into the public eye through the media, and it would be a big media sensation when he comes out with bona fide, certified polls that actually show that he's in a landslide now.
And I like it.
As importantly, they dispute the phony polls. There's nothing out there now, and Ronald is a perfect example of this, that disputes the phony polls. And for all practical purposes, we're basically just taking it for granted that they're legitimate.
I agree with you completely, and it's going to get even better than that. Donald Trump, you hear it now, I'm predicting it now, Donald Trump, whether he wins the presidency or not, either way, he is going to be the engineer creating his newest skyscraper that he's going to build is a media empire. He is going to build a media network that is going to smack down CNN, MSNBC, and ABC. He's going to give them a complete smackdown with a media empire that he will build and that he will finance and that he will inspire. This is you know, watch for it. It's going to happen. So all these polls we have to wring our hands over and all this phony, lying media – Donald Trump understands it has to be a complete house cleaning, not just in the government, but in the media. So Megyn Kelly won't be able to do her thing. Wolf Blitzer won't be able to do his thing. Anderson Cooper, it's bye-bye Anderson Cooper, only in the sense that nobody's going to be watching them anymore because Donald Trump will create a television empire that we will all be watching, and it's going to be wonderful.
That is all wonderful. But God bless you. And I'll continue on with a little bit you've engendered in me thought-wise today, James. All of you guys are just such great thinkers there at the Trump Phenomenon. And God bless you, sir. Sirs, I really appreciate you so much. So
well,
have a good day,
you,
and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, man. God bless you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Let's go. We've got some people holding here very patiently. I apologize for keeping you waiting. Charlie in California, Dave in San Francisco, and George in Maryland. Let's go in order. Let's go to let's go out of order here. Let me start with George in Maryland. Is George in Maryland there?
Hello, gentlemen.
Yes. Hi, George.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Let me say that I don't usually call, but I'm always listening in. And on the outset, let me say that I am an American who happens to be black. And I want to address the previous caller, well, the one before him, Ronald. And to you, George, you're right on target. My personal poll, in my household, I'm going to vote for Trump. I have a 19-year-old daughter who's in college now. She's going to vote for Trump. And she's dating a young man her age. He's going to vote for Trump. So that's 3 out of 3. And in my own inner circles, the people that I poll, my personal poll, 1 out of 3 are going to vote for Trump. That's 33%.
Nice.
So I think what's going on here is you got a lot of people like Ronald that listening to black talk shows and the talk show hosts that's on there who are carrying the bucket for the Democratic Communist Party. And what they hear, from what they hear, the callers that are calling in, they get a sense that most blacks are going to vote for Hillary Clinton. But it's a new day now. And blacks as well as whites are seeing clearer. They've become enlightened to what's really going on and the corruption that has infested and has entrenched the society. And along with Trump, we want to drain the swamp.
George, this is beautiful what you're saying. Pardon me for interrupting. We're going to bring you back right after this break. Don't go anywhere. Please stay there, George. We'll be right back, folks.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Thank you.
wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
Well, folks, we're saying here on this show, no, the good times are not really over for good. And we've got a great caller on the line, George in Maryland. I hope you're still with us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, now, George, before you go on, I just have to say this. Has anybody, first of all, thank you very much for calling, and thank you for very, very good thinking. And I want George and you to get a chance to talk to each other. But before I get out of the way, has anybody ever said to you that your voice is very, very similar to that of Dr. Ben Carson?
Was that right?
That your voice is very, very similar to that of Dr. Ben Carson.
Okay, well, that's the first time I've heard it.
Don't you agree, George? He sounds like Ben Carson.
Well, hi, George. This is George. It is wonderful, George, to hear you. Yes, I'm sticking by what I see is that productive America has been waiting a long, long time, and they support Donald Trump. And it cuts across all the barriers of race and color and religion, ideology. You know, I live in a 50-50 area. I drive around town. There's Trump signs everywhere. There are no Hillary signs, except for a handful. And I've been approached by young black men who are in the trades. Everybody in my neighborhood's getting siding, and the siding contractors have come up to me and said, we love your Trump signs. And that includes young black men and young white men. And people aren't so stupid that they can't see the insincerity of yet another communist dictator. And if you might be, you know, I'm old, but those of us who remember the Great Society and the Lyndon Johnson days, I remember a happy, prosperous America in the 60s. It wasn't perfect, but there was essentially full employment, black and white, everybody. Now we have massive unemployment. There's 100 million adult people with no employment at all. And it's I can see it with my own eyes and in the rallies that people from all walks of life in all races, they can see a Donald Trump who says, I would like to bring manufacturing and factories back to the United States. There is not one politician anywhere in North America who's willing to do that. So that's why I got kind of riled up with the two callers ago. And also, we're in extremis. There's 9 days to go. I'm going to react against pessimism because now's not the time for it.
Good, and you should, as I do. Yeah, and I am 63. I don't know how you are, George, and I do remember the Great Society. In fact, personally, close up in a living color. When the communists came into my family's home to break it up, telling my mother that my father couldn't be there in order to get financing help from the government. However, thank God, that wasn't enough to break up my mother and father. Both were there, stayed married, kept all the children home until they both passed on. So I know how it worked at the time, how they went in and broke families up in the black community and white community as well. And they continuing to break up families, divide and conquer. That is their tool of action. It's always been. I just want to make one final point before I do as the R&B King of Soul, James Brown, would say, hit it and quit it. I think a lot of people get their information when they listen to the Democratic Communist bucket shows, especially those black talk shows, who the talk show hosts have been, they're bought and paid for also. I know a talk show host here locally in D.C. who has said he has been called many times to
Promote
the Democratic Communist bucket.
I apologize, George. Please do not hang up. I really want to talk to you some more, and George does too. Pardon us for our break. We'll come right back after this commercial break. We'll listen to George in Maryland.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.